Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two. We had a caller call in about it earlier, but I actually want to break it down. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing, death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. That is coming up. Also, more than saber rattling, military equipment buildups openly to face down Iran. We'll also look at the economy. We'll look at this key report at Infowars.com, written by Kurt Haskell, the sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. Huge developments there. Another article from Veterans Today, and I actually gleaned this from USA Today, Senate burglary, CIA domestic black op team arrested with that Landrieu situation down in Louisiana. We're going to be going over that as well today. But I am continuing right now with open phones and your phone calls. Let's go ahead and go to Fred in Ohio. Fred, thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. What I'm suggesting is a Mayday, Mayday is a distress call. And our country is positively in distress. So we should have a protest / Tea Party on May the 1st, and the biggest that we ever put together to stop this government nonsense of ours.
Continue.
Well, that was my idea to put that together, because and make sure that you just have patriots talking at these Tea Parties. No politicians. There's like Ron Paul would be okay. But the rest of these politicians, Democrat, Republicans, they're both in the same boat, just Nazi communists is all that they are. So that is my idea to get this going, and really a big, big protest all across this United States.
Well, we do need to see the Tea Parties come out against the IRS and the phony wars and the police state, and they were doing that until the really big ones got co-opted and taken over by Glenn Beck. And others, and now Glenn Beck's calling for new taxes on top of the income tax, because we got to pay the bankers all the money they've stolen. You know, we've got to, I mean, we don't just give the bankers trillions, they then loan it back to us at interest. So, you know, that's the new Tea Party slogan is pay more taxes. Government's good, basically. And that's why I've had such a problem with Glenn Beck.
We had Dick Armey at the last Tea Party, which is ridiculous, too.
Well, Dick Armey is not very good, but he's certainly better than Glenn Beck. But, the mainline Republicans, the ones that tripled the size of government, are now calling for sales taxes, value-added taxes, excise taxes, because we've got this deficit. You know, we can't cut government. No, we've just got to have a new tax. And I tune into Glenn Beck a few days a week, and every time I tune in, he must just parrot it. Like a macaw parrot. Gotta have a new tax. 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 9/11 truthers are bad. They want to kill the president. 9/11 truthers are bad. Ron Paul supporters are bad. Ron Paul's a kook, but I like Ron Paul. There are no FEMA camps. There are no FEMA camps. I kind of like the Homeland Security report. Maybe there are dangerous gun owners. Maybe there are dangerous gun owners.
People are like, man, I like him. That's conservative.
We don't hear Glenn Beck talking about the fact that the government helped the underwear bomber get on the plane or were protecting him. We don't hear anything about that. No, we just hear about how bad Obama is and how he's a communist. Yeah, he's got a bunch of communists in his administration because that's who bankers use to rob people. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a ton of news.
Oh. afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with your phone calls today. Then I'm getting into this key story. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. Right now, let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to call in and give my reaction to Obama's the State of the Union speech he gave last week. And I don't know, when I was watching it, I was taken aback by this. He made this statement that, you know, Gore and everyone else have been making for the past year. It's like, despite the overwhelming scientific evidence that proves global warming, there's still those to the contrary. And then, you know, all the Republicans started laughing. And I understand, you know, they're laughing like, oh, yeah, another Al Gore lie. And then you see Pelosi laughing, Biden laughing, all the, they pan the audience, all the Democrats, Obama. It's like they're all laughing at it. It's like a joke. It's like, and I'm looking at this, it's like, man, what kind of audacity these people have just to sit here and laugh at their own lies and expect us to sit there and just believe.
They have absolute, you've hit the nail on the head, Joe. They have absolute, total, systemic, across-the-board, absolute, complete contempt for the people. I mean, they openly knew the guy was on a terror watch list, protected him, blocked him from being blocked, got him on the airplane, helped him get on the airplane, lied about the other guy reportedly with a bomb, told the media that wasn't true. They've now backed off of that, and that's coming up later. I'm going to break that down. I mean, yes, this is audacity. Naked body scanners recording our genitals. And on record, they record it and keep it on a hard drive. That's been admitted. Then they go on the news and say, don't worry, we can't see your genitals. We don't record it, when it's a lie. The entire UN program, the entire UN IPCC reports from 95 on have all been proven to be lies, all been proven to be frauds. 8 years ago, the UN said that the North Pole would be completely melted by now. It isn't. They point satellite cameras at the poles during the summer. And then they have different Arctic and Antarctic summers, different times of the year. And they show the ice cap shrink in the summer and tell you it's all melting. They don't show you the winter when it gets bigger again. They right. just, folks, they show people on the news every time I watch television and they cover global warming. They show them icebergs and say, look, it's all melting. There's always been icebergs. It always breaks off during the summer and spring. I mean, again, on every subject, look, for 50 years, they told us there's no new world order and the Federal Reserve isn't private, stonewalling us when it's a fact. They announce a world government thousands of times in the last 14 months after decades of denying it and still come out and say you're a kook if you don't want it. I mean, yes, they treat us like we're complete morons because the general public still isn't focused on the way the world works. People are finally starting to not trust government and not believing what the government says. And the media says, but at the same time, that's not enough. People need to really burrow into this, Joe, and find out what's really happening. Anything else?
Yeah, there's another thing I wanted, another statement regarding any anonymous callers. It's just disheartening to me that in this great country, home of the free, land of the brave, we had forefathers that fought and died for our right to get together and use our free speech. And for callers to come on and, you know, especially on an issue like free speech issue like the Internet, and then want to be anonymous, it's like, what are you afraid of? I mean, my name is Joe Healy. I'm talking to Alex Jones. I'm an American. I'm mad as hell, and I'm going to tell everyone about it. And I'm not, you know what, Alex? I'm not worried about the Gestapo or the government coming in. They're not going to kick in my door tonight. They're not going to take me away. This is America. God bless America for that.
Absolutely, Joe. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Love your spirit. I can't tell you how many neighbors, people in business, family, they'll say, Alex, you know, I'm in the military, and believe me, I know we're preparing for riot control and takeover of society, but I'm scared to speak out. Well, in the military, you can understand why. But neighbors and others go, yeah, I know there's a new world order, but I'm afraid to speak up against it. It's that buffaloing. It's that attitude. It's that capitulation as if we're the bad guys. We're afraid to speak out against the bad guys, and we're the bad guys for speaking out against them, so we better do it in hushed tones. But it's more than that. It's the irrational fear of calling in and wanting you to know it's anonymous. When obviously just use a fake name. You don't want your first name. I mean, it's anonymous to call in with your first name, but make one up. But that's somebody, and I'm not being mean to him, but that's somebody at a subconscious level that feels safer for himself if he tells you it's anonymous, if he tells himself it's anonymous. When in truth, with Big Brother, nothing is anonymous. Very, very few places are anonymous now. And that's why the globalists have announced the surveillance and the spying and all the demonization. And that's why the media was more than happy to report on the Homeland Security documents. That's why they were more than happy to report on the fact that they're watching veterans and gun owners and conservatives and libertarians, because they think you're cowards. They think they can come out and say, it's not societally acceptable to criticize big government. And you'll say, okay, I won't talk about it. Is that true? I mean, have we fallen that far? Is that really who we are? I think about the yuppies and the middle class and the well-to-do people who are being hurt by this system like everybody else. Things are tough all over. Who won't even talk about politics with their neighbor because they don't want to make their neighbor or themselves uncomfortable. So many people are so self-centered, so lazy, so selfish that they won't spend any of their time or energy fighting corruption. Or they don't have any respect for themselves, and so they can't even imagine themselves in that role. You have to envision yourself in the role of a leader. And then so many others, when they decide to get politically active, they start trying to convince anybody else who's got a radio show or a website that their way is the way to do it, that they have all the answers, and that they know what to do, and that you need to do what they say. You need to do what they think. You need to promote their ideas. No, the answer is having a wider debate, informing our fellow Americans and humans about the nature of the New World Order and saying, do we as a human people want to live under this authoritarian, unelected global corporate tyranny? Do we? That's the big question all of you out there have to ask yourselves. You have to ask yourselves, whose side are you on? Well, to make that decision, you've got to find out what the sides are. And the sides are global private banks buying up the world through fraud money they printed up, who happen to be a bunch of eugenicists who are poisoning our food and water and playing God. And in a race for high-tech weapons and life extension technologies to secure their global domination. Now, that's what we've got to have a debate about. But the globalists are pretty secure right now because even though the public's waking up, they can still just confound us and confuse us and get us infighting with each other and get us arguing with each other because we are just human beings. None of us are perfect. But the good news is I've been here and countless others have been here for decades laying out the real New World Order battle plan. To the point of now, we've got a chance as things get worse for people to really know who screwed them, who nailed them to the wall. Billy in Vegas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, we can win this thing. I know it. I want to tell you something I've been doing in Vegas that's very, very effective. I know I'm not the first to do it, but I've been going to very busy intersections with a sign on my front, a sign on my back. The sign on the front says, America is being destroyed by design. Wake up. And the back says, Stand Against Tyranny, Infowars.com. And I'll tell you, the response is overwhelming. I mean, everybody, young, old, black, white, Hispanic, they're giving me the thumbs up. They're beeping the horn. Then you give them the disc. You give them Fall of the Republic. I want to tell all your listeners who want to do something and they don't want to know what to do, they can do this. Buy the Fall of the Republic. Support Alex. Buy the Obama Deception. Make copies. Go out to these busy intersections. Be confident, and people will eat them up. They know it. They're ready for it.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if 10 million Americans would do what you're doing, we would wake this country up overnight. Now, are people responding to the America's being destroyed by design more than they're responding to the Infowars.com? Because, again, people that put Infowars.com on their cars get honked at, waved at everywhere they go, another indicator of how many Infowars.com readers and viewers there are.
It says it all. Everybody gets it. And also, one
but, I mean, how many people respond to the Infowars.com?
Well, that's on the back. I turn around. And after that, I walk the other way. I'm not really looking. But hopefully they're writing it down or they're remembering it or something.
But are some people recognizing the info?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome job. What's your other point?
One other thing. When I called the Sean Hannity show, I pretended to be a fan. This way they wouldn't hang up on me. I pretended to be a fan. I started talking about, so I get information out. I started talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, about the Bilderberg Group. That's what I was doing. So he thinks his fans are now going over there. What's he going to do?
Well, his fans actually are doing that. What did Hannity say to you?
Oh, I said it looks like they're trying to destroy America intentionally and bring global totalitarianism. And he went into about a 2-minute thing. He kind of skipped it. But in the end, he said, yeah, these people have been...
Stay there. This is key. Stay there.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Going back to Billy in Vegas, Sean Hannity, we have a short clip of this in Fall of the Republic. He didn't know what to do when he's had multiple guests on his show talking about how world governments openly being announced by the G20, world governments openly being announced by the UN, a global government of and for the bankers. Remember last Friday, There was a big Bloomberg article saying, yes, there is a secret cabal of global bankers taking over the planet. Now we have all these different congressmen from the Republican and Democratic parties in the last year coming out and saying banks and foreign banks run America. It's illegitimate, it's fraudulent, it's criminal. But all these years, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck have all denied global government. And it is their listeners calling them, demanding they cover this, that is now making them begin to tell the truth. Or they will lose all credibility and won't even be in the game anymore. So you're saying that in the end, Billy, Sean Hannity, who has been one of the worst deniers of this, I've seen him say, arrest all militia members. This guy's bad news. I've got video of him saying all children need implantable microchips when he had the Verichip company, Digital Angel, on. What did he say when you talked to him?
Well, he tried to rub it off on the Democrats. You know, Hillary Clinton saying she wants to give all the third world nations, you know, all kinds of billions of dollars. And I'm trying to shout through the phone telling them, no, it's both sides, but they cut you as soon as you're done talking. They put you on to where you can't speak anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. The facts
are out.
I don't
listen to his show. I was listening to your show and just calling up. I didn't even know what they were talking about. And they said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, I got a great Reagan quote. I want to tell them what a fan I am. And they said, well, we're talking about something real important right now. We'll call you back tomorrow. So I had all night to prep about it. At first, I was going to pull a Mark Dice, you know, and just say you're a New World Order shill. Then I said, maybe if I can get some information out that his people don't know, you know, that would be helpful, too.
Well, good job, Billy, because you reach millions of people. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Jersey. John, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. My name is John from Jersey. I'm a member of the National Guard. And about a month ago, we had something called an SRC. And what that is that we pretty much we go in there, and they give us our medical updates, and we take our vaccines. And I would say when we got to the vaccine line, I would say about 45 to 50% of the guys there didn't want to take the H1N1 vaccine. They were all saying they didn't want to take it, and they said that pretty much they were unsure that we were going to test it or whatever, but well, they made us take it anyway. But just going to let you know that a lot of the military is waking up to what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing, Alex.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend, and we appreciate your service. Here's the bottom line. When you're in the military, they can force you, because you signed the contract to waive your rights, to take approved vaccines. But this vaccine was never approved except for emergency experimental use. That's how we got them to stop the smallpox and the anthrax shots. Smallpox once, anthrax twice. And so what they did was illegal. But we played the news reports where they're forcibly inoculating school kids. Even when their parents say don't do it, they line them up and do it. Now, here's the other issue. Around 11% is the median number I've seen as many illnesses and deaths from this H1N1 than what people have from the regular seasonal flu. It is an extremely mild flu. Top scientists are on record saying it's genetically engineered. And we've got even the EU health minister coming out saying it's all a fraud, that they paid off government ministers to come out and hype it, that it's a dangerous vaccine. The German military wouldn't take it. The government officials wouldn't take it. It's making a lot of people sick that take it. And I just think it's outrageous. You know, they tried to make nurses and doctors and police take it in New York and Boston and Massachusetts total. And people sued and beat that. And it's just horrible that our military are used like guinea pigs. And so you're saying around 45% of the guys were saying no, but they still did it. Did they threaten you?
They would tell us that it was up to our chain of command whether or not we would get punished, but the possible punishment for it were with an Article 15 reduction in pay and reduction in rank if we refused to take the vaccine.
And so you took it?
Yes, I took it because I really had no choice.
Well, thank God you didn't get sick, John.
Oh, thankfully.
Anything else, John?
No, that's everything. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you for what you're doing, and you woke me up to the New World Order. Thank you.
I appreciate you, John. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to blitz news straight ahead. The more of your calls, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Shackles, don't want no shackles on me, don't want no shackles, don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother, don't like those RFIDs.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to get into enemies of free speech, call for internet licensing. This issue is so huge. We know their battle plan. We know how to fight them. Then I want to get into the sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on the Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent that is hidden in plain view. I also want to cover what is happening with the gear up towards war with Iran, because they are certainly moving in that direction and look to see more staged terror, more staged crises in the lead up to an attack on that nation. I want to talk about the aftermath of that and what that would look like. But getting into the news right now, the internet is killing the New World Order. They can't allow it to continue in its present form. And that's why Australia is following in the footsteps of China. That's why Italy is following in the footsteps of China. That's why England is openly saying they may start censoring and taxing and controlling the web. That's why our government that created the Internet has handed it over to the United Nations, the web domain registry addressing system. This article up on PrisonPlanet.com is so important. Enemies of free speech call for Internet licensing. Paul Watson, Alex Jones, and Steve Watson are the authors of this. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. Now, they always announce they're going to do something after the grid is already in place. We had a national ID card under executive order in 1993. The states were federalized and standardized with the issuance. Now they admit it to you many years later, the real ID. They've been listening to people's phone calls and reading their emails for decades before they announced in the last 3 years they were doing it. They ordered the naked body scanners a year ago. They announced they're going to put them in 2 months ago. This is their MO. Enemies of free speech call for Internet licensing. Calls to introduce a licensing system to police the Internet on behalf of a powerful UN agency represent the latest salvo in a long-running battle to kill free speech on the web and bring an end to the powerful digital democracy that has devastated the carbon tax agenda of the UN by exposing the ClimateGate scandal and the WMDs and the rest of it. UN International Telecommunications Union Secretary General, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Hamadov Tour, told the World Economic Forum in Davos this past weekend that global treaties need to be enacted in the name of stopping cyber warfare. Perfect for our own criminal government or corporations to launch attacks. They've been caught doing it and blaming it on their enemies. Craig Mundy, Chief Research and Strategy Officer at Microsoft, who's built the architecture for this, as well as in China, told fellow globalists at the summit that the Internet needed to be policed by means of introducing licenses similar to driver's license. In other words, government permission to use the web, just like China. We need a kind of World Health Organization for the Internet, he said. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say you're capable of driving a car. The car has to pass a test to say it is fit to drive, and you have to have insurance. Andrei Kodalski, chairman of Kodalski Group, said that people should be forced to, quote, have two computers that cannot connect and pass on viruses. Since using the Internet requires a computer to connect to a network, it seems unclear as how this would work without blocking off entire areas of the Internet altogether. Well, that's what Microsoft, what, 3-4 years ago, put in their new operating systems, is the platform for this, where you've got to have an ID to get on. You can only go to approved sites. That's what, again, Australia and Italy have already put into place. Globalists are invoking the threat of cyber attacks by nation states in order to accomplish their real agenda of stifling and regulating out of existence the last true outpost of free speech on the Internet. The establishment is furious at the level of influence individuals and small political groups have been able to wield by means of the World Wide Web, particularly over the last few years. ClimateGate is a perfect example of how the power of the digital democracy that authoritarian enemies of free speech want to crush. The Copenhagen Global Warming Conference was completely devastating to the ClimateGate revelations, which appeared just days before elitists convened to ram through their CO2 scam. As a result of bloggers feverishly pursuing the ClimateGate story, the entire foundation of the UN's IPCC has been totally eviscerated, and the global warming hoax is on its last legs. Most of the mainstream media did a 2-week news blackout on this. It broke actually about a month before Copenhagen started, but the blockade got broken, and it only blew up bigger because they covered it up, see? Before, they had that power to black out something. They can't do it now. the power to cripple entire branches of their control freak agenda within a matter of weeks as the globalists hopping mad, which is why their mission to eliminate real free speech on the web is accelerating. Don't be surprised if it becomes a reality in the near future, writes ZDNet's Doug Hanschard. See, they tried COINTELPRO and infighting and things on the web, but that hasn't worked for them. People just develop a nose for it and learn to discriminate between good info and bad. He said, every device connected to the Internet will have a permanent license plate, and without it, the network won't allow you to log in. The graphic below illustrates how you would be blocked from using the Internet if your device had not obtained government permission to access the network. Another method would be used to make the use of fingerprint scanners that are include on a lot of new computer models mandatorily. You would have to register your fingerprint at a central government data center, and you notice they're already getting that to get driver's license nationwide and worldwide, and then scan each time you want to access the Internet. Misbehave online, your access will be denied, or they'll blame you. What is that? IP spoofing. You know, that happened to us. One thing for sure, concludes Hanschard, a lot of money is going to be spent trying to, sooner or later, everyone may have to pay with an Internet cop instant messaging you, license and registration, please. It seems certain that cybersecurity problems will be exploited, just like they staged the underwear bombing, or even manufactured to justify the move to Internet licensing. Authorities, not public servants, but authorities, our owners, need to create a strong pretext to justify measures that would otherwise be rightly rejected for what they truly represent. Government regulation and censorship of the web that would outstrip anything the communist Chinese have attempted. Remember, Microsoft built their grid for them. Last week, Gates was defending the communist Chinese censorship. Internet censorship bills currently working their way through law in the UK and Australia and U.S. legislature legislate for government powers to restrict and filter any website that it deems to be undesirable for public consumption. Already on railway systems and government-provided networks that the public are pay for with their tax money, block out PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We've known about that for 3 years. In the UK, legislation slated as the Digital Economy Bill, currently being debated in the House of Lords, would allow the Home Secretary to place a technical obligation on Internet service providers to block whatever sites it wishes. And again, that's what they've already passed in Australia. Under Clause 11 of the proposed legislation, technical obligation is defined as follows. A technical obligation in relation to an Internet service provider is an obligation for a provider to take a technical measure against particular subscribers to its service. Same thing with cybersecurity here in the U.S. We've had the cybersecurity head come out and say the Pentagon's, quote, taking over the web. He continues, a technical measure is a measure that, A, limits the speed and or capacity of the service provided to the subscriber, B, prevents a subscriber from using the service to gain access to particular material or limits such use, that's already happening through the private companies, suspends the service provider to a subscriber, or D, limits the service provided to a subscriber in another way. In other words, the government will have the power to force ISPs to downgrade and even block your Internet access to certain websites or altogether if it wishes. So that's the end of net neutrality right there. The legislation comes in the wake of an amplified UK government effort to seize more power over the Internet and those who use it. For months now, unelected Secretary of State Lord Mandelson has overseen government efforts to change the independence of the UK's Internet infrastructure. That's a mainstream news headline there, that link. Enemies of free speech, again, are calling for Internet licensing and control. Mandelson also wants to impose harsh policies via the Digital Economy Bill that would see users' broadband access cut off indefinitely, in addition to a fine of up to £50,000 or $80,000 without evidence of trial if they downloaded copyright music or films. But no trial, they just say it. The plan has been identified as potentially illegal by experts. Remember what came out 3 months ago, the secret UN treaty that Obama's already agreed to sign on to that eviscerates basically any freedom on the web. It's all happening. The legislation would impose a duty on ISPs to effectively spy on all customers by keeping records of those websites they have visited and the material that they have downloaded. ISPs who refuse to cooperate could be fined £250,000 or $400,000. A journalist and copyright law expert, Corey Doctorow, has noted the bill also gives the Secretary of State the power to make up as many new penalties and enforcement systems as he likes without parliamentary oversight or debate. It's like the franchise tax in Texas. It's just they let the comptroller do whatever they want. They're now telling us that, well, it's 5% now, but it'll be 8% next year, and we'll just do whatever we want. This could include the authority to appoint private militias, and the Pentagon's already recruiting people on the web for this, who will have the power to kick you off the Internet. That's what they do in Australia now and Italy. If someone complains, you just get banned. Spy on your use of the network. Demand the removal of files in addition to the blocking of websites. Mandelson and his successors will have the power to invent any penalty, including jail time, for any digital transgression he deems Britons to be guilty of. Despite being named the Digital Economy Bill, the legislation contains nothing that will actually stimulate the economy and is largely based on shifting control of the Internet into government hands, allowing unaccountable bureaucrats to arbitrarily hide information from the public should they wish to do so. Mandelson began the onslaught of the free Internet in the UK after spending a luxury two-week holiday at the Nat Rothschild Cofer Mansion, the multi-millionaire record company executive David Geffen. The Digital Economy Bill is intrinsically linked to long-term plans by the UK government to carry out an unprecedented extension of state powers by claiming the authority to monitor all emails, phone calls, Internet activity nationwide. Last year, the government announced its decision to create a massive central database gathering details of every text sent, every email, every phone call made, every website visited by everyone in the UK. The program known as the Interception Modernization Program would also spy and allow spy chiefs at the GCHQ, the government secret of eavesdropping agency, the Center for Signal Intelligence, SIGINT, activities to especially place a live tap on every electronic communication in Britain in the name of perceived terrorism. And the same grid's being put in here, according to the cybersecurity chief that stepped down. Following outcry over the announcement, the government suggested last April that it was scaling down the plans, with then-Home Secretary Jacqueline Smith, stating that there was absolutely no plans for a single center store or communications data. However, as the clampdown was accelerated by civil liberties advocates, and the plan was replaced by new laws requiring ISPs to store details of emails and Internet telephone information for just 12 months, fresh details emerged indicating the government was implementing a Big Brother spy system that far outstrips the original public announcement. The London Times published leaked details of the secret mass Internet surveillance project known as Mastering the Internet. Costing hundreds of millions in public funds, the system is already being implemented by the GCHQ with the aid of America defense giant Lockheed Martin and British IT firm Dedica, which has close ties to the intelligence agencies. A group of over 300 Internet service providers and telecommunications firms has attempted to fight back over the radical plans, describing the proposals as an unwarranted invasion of people's privacy. And then it just goes on into what's happening in Australia. Similar efforts to place restrictions on the Internet are unfolding in Australia, where the government is implementing a mandatory and wide-range Internet filtering model on the communist Chinese government. They say that. Australian Communications Minister Stephen Conroy said the government would be the final arbiter of what sites would be blacklisted under refused classification. The order justification for the filter is to block child pornography, but when you actually read the order, it says political information. However, as the watchdog group Electronic Frontiers Australia has pointed out, the bill would also allow the government to block any website it desires, while the pornographers can relatively easily skirt around the filters. It just goes on for page after page. It gets into the really bad stuff at the end. Earlier this week, the WikiLeaks website published a secret list of sites slated to be blocked by the Australia state-sponsored partner filter. The The list revealed the blacklisted sites included online poker sites, YouTube links, regular gay straight porn sites, Wikipedia entries, euthanasia sites, websites of fringe religions, Christian sites, the website of a tour operator, and even a Queensland dentist. The filter will even block web-based games deemed unsuitable for anyone over the age of 15, according to the Australian government. The broad attack on the free Internet is not only restricted to the UK and Australia. The European Union, Finland, Denmark, Germany, and other countries in Europe have all proposed blocking or limiting access to the Internet and using filters like those used in Iran, Syria, China, and other repressive regimes. In 2008, the Motion Picture Association of America asked President Obama to introduce laws that would allow the federal government to effectively spy on the entire Internet, establishing a system whereby being accused of copyright infringement would result in loss of your Internet connection and the loss of your website. I'm going to finish up with this because it's so important. On the other side, the empire is striking back. We've got a guest coming up. I'll get into the staged underwear bombing. Absolutely caught red-handed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second segment of the next hour. Mark Moreno of Climate Depot is going to be joining us for about 50 minutes to talk about how the establishment is trying to run an end run around Congress and implement their land grabbing at the county, city, and state level. So they're in trouble, but they're not out of the fight. Now, getting back to internet censorship, they've already built a new internet system. And they're openly saying that they're going to give you no freedom of speech on that. You will have a subdomain on Yahoo, on MySpace, on Facebook. And if they don't like you, they will ban you. There will be taxes. There will be regulation. There will be control. The old web will be incrementally shut down if they claim you've had a copyright violation. This is in the new treaty. You will just be shut down, your website gone forever. It's completely arbitrary. Then we have Bill Gates, we have Google, we have all of them saying they have no problem with what's happening in China. And then China still started shutting Google out, so they have been acting like they're going to fight back against it. And Steve Jobs of Apple came out and told the truth over the weekend and said, quote, "Don't be evil," Google slogan is, quote, "a joke." It is. It's a joke. It's a joke saying Obama's anti-war or that Obama's standing up against the corrupt banks. You know, I spend a lot of time just reading the British areas of this article, but it gets into what's happening here in the U.S. In 2009, the Cybersecurity Act was introduced, proposing to allow the federal government to tap into any digital aspect of every citizen's information without a warrant. Banking, business, medical records would be wide open to inspection, as well as personal instant messages and email communications. And they're already just doing it without the law passing. Kind of like they can't pass the greenhouse gas taxes, so they're just doing it. The legislation introduced by Senator Jay Rockefeller and Olympia Snow in April gives the president the ability to declare a cybersecurity emergency and shut down or limit traffic on the Internet and any critical information network in the interest of national security. The bill does not define a critical information network or cybersecurity emergency. The definition would be left open to the president, according to Mother Jones. The president said, well, during a flu crisis, we'd shut down all the web and have all websites just deliver our government screen. So all the websites would direct you to whitehouse.gov. In 96, they put in the EAS FEMA takeover boxes in all radio and TV stations. The final thing your transmitter's wired through is their box. That's all that's happening here. It's a big deal. During a hearing on the bill, Senator Jay Rockefeller betrayed the true intent behind the legislation when he stated, "Would it be better if we never invented the Internet?" That's a quote. "While fear-mongering about cyber attacks on the U.S. government and how the country could be shut down." We have the video clip there. The Obama White House also sought a private contractor to crawl and archive data such as comments, taglines. Remember the White House saying report stuff that's fishy, people criticizing the White House? Obama also proposed scaling back a longstanding ban on tracking how people use government Internet sites. Remember when you went to the Cars for Cash for Clunkers program and it told you you're now on a government site being scanned, being controlled? Your computer is now property of the U.S. government? That was just a cybersecurity test. Remember that? Recent disclosures under the Freedom of Information Act also reveal the federal government has several contracts with social media outlets like YouTube, Google, Facebook, MySpace, Flickr, Yahoo, that waive rules on monitoring users and prevent companies to track visits to government websites for advertising purposes. The U.S. military spent $30 billion investment of its own marketing to master Internet projects. It just goes on and on. Bottom line, folks, you better appreciate the free web while it's there. You better use it to expose these people. Because the genie's out of the bottle. We need to get the true story of who the enemy is before they shut the web down.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.